You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This week's Parsha, we have a double Parsha. We get to Parsha's Masi. What is Parsha's Masi discussing, at least the beginning? We have over here the Masois, the travels of Am Yisrael in the Midbar. The entire description of where exactly Am Yisrael were, and what did they do, and how did they go. And Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Parsha's Masi says the following. Lama nichtibu Masois alolu, lo yidiya chasod shel mokrim, to say the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the what? Sha'af lapi she goes on a talit alone on Yimayim, even though did exhibit to move them in the Midbar. Like, tell you ma'a sha'yu no'yim totally mi maso le maso. Don't think they were schlepping around the whole time. Kol ha'beim shono, lo'ayel le'mruch, didn't have a rest. Sha'rei enkan ela arboim mashtayim masois. So Rashi says there's only 42 masois that they had. And Rashi says, does the cheshbon, that there was 14 before they were stuck in the Midbar, 14 until they reached the Meraglim. And then they had 8 when they got to the end. It says, so when the Meraglim was 14, was 8 after Aaron died on the 40th year. That shows, I mean, you take 14 plus 8, that's 22. So out of 42 Masois and Amisol were in the Midbar, 20 of them took them 38 years to do. They did 14 in the beginning, they did 8 in the end, and they did the middle 20 within 38 years. So Rashi says, see how the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that he wasn't schlepping them around so much throughout the Midbar. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi points out over here this concept, that Am Yisrael was in the Midbar in 42 Masois. That's first of all. Now, the first way I bother by that, because if you look at the, when you count through the Parsha, you see there was 42 stations that Am Yisrael went to. 40 soil, machanas, 42 places where they actually stopped and rested. Now they did that. But they didn't travel 42 times. They rested 42 times. It's actually, by Yisu, when it says, by Yisu me'elim, they went from one place, by Yisu me'marbech, by Yisu me'elim, how many by Yisus are there? Only 41 and 42. The place where they were chayin there was 42, but not the place where they traveled. And Rashi says 42 masois. So the Chasa Sofer wants to say that really the last one was the one that's mentioned in Sefer Yehoshua when they went into Eretz Yisrael. It's a little bit doicher. But the Gur'ayah says really the 42 masois doesn't mean masois, traveling, but it means where they were stationed. So of course that's the wrong Hebrew. It should be 42 machanos. Why is it called 42 masois? So says the Gur'ayah that every station, every time they were stationed, every time they had a machaneh, it was in order for them to travel afterwards, so we call a station a machan. That's how the Maharal explains the Rashi. So it comes an interesting thing. We're talking about 40 table places where Am Yisrael were chayne, but we're calling it a masa, calling it a travel. Interesting. Why is the machan called a masa? Now, Rashi points out that there was 42 masois, 14 until they reached Chet Ha'egel. And then after that, it was 20 where they, the 38 years, and in the last year, it was 8 masois. I mean, these numbers, do they mean anything? Except the fact that Rashi wants to say that throughout 30 years, they didn't travel that much. Most of it did in the beginning. A third of it they did in the beginning. A large part of it did in the end. And in the middle, they had 20. But is there anything more to it? That it's divided this way? You have 14 in the beginning, and then it goes into different segments. Finally, we have Halacha Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham brings that when a person reads the Torah and is going through the 42 Masois, he's not allowed to stop in the middle. Why is he not allowed to stop in the middle? Because the 42 Masois are connected, are parallel to the 42 letters of the Shem Membes. There's a name called Shem Membes, and the 42 Masois is connected the Shem Membes. And then the question is, what does that mean? Obviously, whenever we talk about Shem, we speak about the names of Hashem, so we talk about things which are Kabbalistic. And we are not trying to understand Kabbalah over here, but a little bit, how do we, you know, it's Halacha L'maaseh. The reason why we can't stop in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah when we're reading the 42 Masois, because it has to do with the 42, with the Shem, the name called Shem Membes, which is the 42 letters. And therefore, 42 Masois, there are 42 letters, that's why we can't stop in the middle. What does that mean? And what does it have to do with us? How do we connect it? So, let's start with the following. What do we know that we can connect to, that Shav Shaykh is in our knowledge, to what's called the Shem, the name and base? We are actually very familiar with the Shem and base. Usually, when the Torah speaks about Shemois, and the name of Yud Kivavki, obviously, which is the main name, there's all kinds of different names, Shemois, that we don't really associate with, we don't really know what it is. But the name Shem and Base is the name of what? Is that what we use for Ana B'Koyach. Ana B'Koyach, we say that, everybody says that. On Shabbos, between Kabbalah Shabbos, when you get to the end of Kabbalah Shabbos before the Chadoidi, you say Ana B'Koyach, Dios, Mincha, Tate, Tzeruah, etc. Those words are all Rosh Tevis. The initials of these words are the letters of the Shem and Base. Ana B'Koyach, and then if you look at the Siddur, or Siddur Me'av, you have every line is 6 words. And then you have a Rosh Tevis of 6 of the letters And that's how, and then the next line is Kras Satan, Kabil Rinas Amcho, Sagveinu Tareinu Noyo, is the initials of that word is part of the shame called the shame Mimbis. So then that's the name. We say it in the Avenue, we say it before in Kabbalah Shabbos, and we say it another time when it's brought down. Not everybody says it, but we say it in the morning. We say the shame Mimbis, Ani Bekoyach, after the Ketubis. In Kabbalah, when we get to the end of the Kabbalah, we say the shame Mimbis, Ani Bekoyach, Apiyah Rizal is in to say it. What's the idea? What are we saying over here? What's the point of saying shame Mimbis? So it's brought down in the Sfarim, many of the Sibich Hasidim speak about it also in this week's Parashah. The whole idea of shame Mimbis, the shame Mimbis, it's what elevates the lower world to a higher world. It's what brings what we have and bring it to a higher place. To explain that a little bit more, the Vilna Gaon tells us that, he points out, Chazal tells us, he explains it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a shame Mimbis. The way the Gaon says in Sefer Yetzirah, he says just to know where the concept of 42 comes from. We know that in the Maaseh Bereishis, the Parshas Bereishis, we have 32 times the name Elohim. The word Elohim is mentioned 32 times, Chazal tells us 3 times. And there's a Sarum Ma'am Lo'ish Shabbat Nivra Olam. The world was created with 10 words, 10 commandments, right? Commandments, 10 sayings, which is Vayim Eloki Niyar, and Eloki Itchay Adayat, 10 Ma'amars. So 10 Ma'amars, the actual words that created the world. And the 32 names, Hashem Elohim, 32 plus 10 is 42. That's what the Gaon says. Okay, well, can we understand everything he says? Just conceptually, we have this idea that the 42 is created in my separation when we're creating the world. And when you create the world, you're creating the world with 42. The 42 that creates the world is, what is this world? What is the whole task of this world? What is our avodah? Our avodah is to elevate the world. That's the question. That's always about that. What do we do? We're basically doing our avodah is to be ma'ale and to create and to elevate this world to a higher place. That's what we're doing. So we're creating a world which is a place for an adam to elevate and to work. We're using the name shame in this. Similarly, this I heard, the first part I heard from Rabbi Moshe Shapir, someone's a whole share on this, that the shame, the reason why we say Ana B'Koyach in the end, doing Kabbalah Shabbos, is because now we're having Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos, we're elevating the world from a choldik, from a vachdik, level to the Kedusha of Shabbos. So when we're elevating the world from a lower place to a higher place, we use the Shem Mimbis. And then Arizal is brought down the same thing with davening. You know that davening has 4 levels to it. Level 1 is Korbanos. We say it before davening. Now everybody's capable to say it. That's level 1 of davening. Level 2 is Pesukei Dezimra. That's a higher level. Level 3 is Kriya Shema B'Kriseya. And the highest level is Shemoneh Esrei. There's the 4 levels of, as we proceed and in progress through davening. The lowest level is what's called the lowest level is Korbanos, which is the Oil of Maisa, our world. So when you're elevating from our world to a higher world, the first stage you're elevating, you're saying Ana B'Koyach. That's why every day in the end of Korbanos, Rizal says, it's Ana B'Koyach. Again, the idea is, this is the name Shem Mimbeis, which elevates the world from a lower world to a higher place. That's what Shem Mimbeis is all about. Shem Mimbeis is the idea, is the concept of a place of what helps and brings out the world from a lower place to a higher place. Mimbeis, right away, you can understand, that when Am Yisrael are going in the Midbar and they're getting ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, they basically have to elevate from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And they need that elevation that brings them from the world before, from a lower place to a higher place. That's why the Torah, the Arizal says it in this week's Pasha, that the Shem Mimbeis, the Mimbeis Masois, the 42 Masois, are connected to Shem Mimbeis. Again, what is Shem Mimbeis? The elevation that we're doing for going from a call a lower world to a higher world, to a world that our creation of a world that we need to elevate ourselves. That's what's happening. We're going from the Midbar, which Midbar is basically considered to be that we're not really in existence, as we always mention, Pasha Shlach, about Tanya. And the Midbar is not the place where we're actually doing the mitzvahs. That was the problem in the Meraglim. They want to stay out there, not go to the place where they actually need to do their elevation. To get there to Yisrael, which is the Mokam Avodah, that's what the Shem Mimbeis does. As we're going to Eretz Yisrael, we need to do it. Someone can ask us, if so, what would happen in the Meraglim? Didn't do Chet Meraglim. What would be with the Mimbeis? So it's not two answers in it. Either Pshat is they will go very quickly through the Mimbeis Masars. Or the Pshat is that they were in such a high level, they didn't need to go through the Mimbeis. They already belonged, they belonged right to the level of Eretz Yisrael without going through the trials and tribulations of the Mimbeis, 42, which is the elevation. Wow, now that they lost Chetam Raglin, they actually have to go through it and elevate themselves to get to the 42. To bring the whole 42 to get to Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, it's brought down, it's interesting, both in Sifri Chassidus, the Maglim Zlotchov, which we just found out recently in our family, that we are descendants of the Maglim Zlotchov, was one of the early Chassidim. My brother told me about it now. And so brings it really, the Leshem says in the name of Yitzchak Leshener, who is the son of Reb Chaim Leshener, both the Litvaks and the Hasidim say, this idea that the 42 Messiahs that Am Yisrael went through the Midbar was each one, they had to fix something. Each one, there was something that they had to do in to correct it, to elevate it, to do something to that place. The Midbar represents always the Shemama, the darkness, the place where you don't have, it's the place where all the bad of the world belongs to. So Am Yisrael went to 42 different places, each one they had a different tikkun, different thing they need to do. And that tikkun they need to do was the Mimbeis that they did to elevate and bring and fix, to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael, start doing the avodah, the waiting to do it in Eretz Yisrael, they had to, so to speak, fix the blemishes of the world through the Mesoas. So these are the 42 Mesoas that we have over here.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
That's why the 42 Mesoas are connected to Shem and Beis. We already have a little bit of understanding. Everyone tells us, you're not allowed to stop in the middle of the 42. Because the middle of 42 is connected to Shem and Beis. You stop in the middle of the Shem. You don't stop in the middle of the Shem. Now we understand, Shem and Beis is this Kolkata elevation that we go from one to elevate the world. That's what they're doing in the Midrash, during the time of the Midrash. The 42 places that Amisol was is Shem and Beis. It's the 42 Mesoas is connected to Shem and Beis. And that's why really that's the idea. It's called a Masa. It's a traveling. It's not a state, that's station in one place. This is actually the question on its own. But what we're learning now makes a lot of sense. The reason we mentioned right the first question of the Shir, why is it called 42 Mesoas? Where it says there's really 42 machanas, 42 tachanas, 42 places where they were chayne, and they trail form there. But the idea is they weren't there to be stationary, they were there to fix something that they didn't want. That was part of their Masa. They were traveling through 42 places that they had to fix. So that's what's going on in the Midbar in a nutshell. The idea is 42 Mesoas is elevation of Amisol where they are. It's connected to Shem and Beis, which that's what Shem and Beis does. But there's another concept over here, which I think connects very beautifully with the Rashi. And this is really what how the Shem and Beis works. So it's brought down in the Lysa, the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen says it in a very short, in one of his form, and it started a much longer Richus, and one of the Sifri Chassidus, Zimir Noyam, goes on to it in his own Derech to explain it. So we mentioned already, Shem and Beis, the name and Beis, is 14 divided by 3 times. Min Beis, if you divide Min Beis by 3, it's 14. Meaning the Shem Min Beis is divided to Yudal, Yudal, Yudal. What's the idea? So the Goyen says in his own way, but the way the Ibn Noyam goes and says the following. We usually have a Yad Yamin and a Yad Smoil, and then we have the combination of both. The right is Yamin Mekarevis. The right is, you know, the Aval, the good, the Gishmaket. Yad Smoil represents the Din, the things when maybe things are not so great. And the combination of both is the perfection of a human being who has both Shayadai. The Gemara tells us already. We'll create Shemayim Biyad Yamin and create Aretz in the left hand, and the Tzadikim are the ones that connect them. So the Tzadikim is the perfection of bringing the world together. The way things work in the world is that when a person starts, the beginning is always great. You start with perfection. You start with things that are working well. And we can even use the concept of a beginner's luck. Right? This idea that a beginner, when he begins, he's successful. The way the story I'm bringing it is there's a special Siyata Dishmaya. It comes down to the beginning where a person starts up. A person starts in Umasechta. The beginning, he has Kishmak and he enjoys it. It's fun. It's going well. And then comes the time, which is the Yatzma. Then things don't go perfectly. And the Avodah of the Adam is to return back to that original state. We always bring it here, but it's really connected to this idea. That when a baby is born in the womb of his mother, he sits, he's there, and he learns to call to a call. Mal teaches him everything. Then he's born, he loses everything. And he has to go and reconquer and accomplish again what he forgot. This is really the mahalach of the world always. Yeah, the tikkun, things are perfect, things are really perfection, but they're not, you didn't really work for them, it just came naturally. Then you lose it, and then you have to reaccomplish it. And that's going back to your original state through the fall. That's the connection of the right and the left. The right is everything is given to you, left, you lose it, you have to work in it, and then you can bring it both together. When we talk about doing that with the Yinon and the Yoimon, you know that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai, he went 3 times also, 40 days, 3 times. The first 40 days, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get Torah, was perfect. Kishbohu gave him the Torah, was really a Torah that had no tzar, no yigiyah. Was Kishbohu, as brought down the symbolic idea, Kishbohu took the Luchas HaEven and he wrote on the Luchas HaEven. He wrote the words. Kishbohu did everything. He did the Luach, he did the writing. Everything was done. Something done from Shemayim, given us as a present. We didn't really need to do much. What tells Am Yisrael, if not Bichoyte, what they would get, they would have the Torah, instead of Yeshua B'Vah. They wouldn't have even that many Svarim. It was an easy, so to speak, simple Matana. Matana Torah. That was stage one. When Shabbat comes down from the mountain, what do we have? He sees Chetegel. That's when Am Yisrael go to Yad Smoil, and they lose everything they have. And then when Shabbat goes for 40 days to the mountain, these are the 40 days that we are right now. These are the 40 days which the Gemara tells us was Bekas. The first 40 days were Beratzon, it was great. The last 40 days were Beratzon, but the middle one, Bekas, was 40 days of anger. It was not a Gishmak Atai to be up there in the mountain. That's when it was, when Shabbat came down, and he didn't bring anything back with him. These are the 40 days that include in them, starts with Shavuot Tammuz that goes through Tisha B'Av. And at the time of the maybe Nemetzayim, when the 40, that is the second 40 days, and Moshe Rabbeinu is there. And then eventually, what happens? He goes back a third time, and then we come to the correction, the perfection, the going back to somewhat the original state. But that original state is not a matana that we get. Then Moshe Rabbeinu brings the luchos from the aretz, our work, symboling our the symbolic idea that we are bringing our luach, our heart, our toil, our work, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is writing on it. It's a combination of the right and the left. It's a combination. The first 40 Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us is the right hand. I'll give. The second one is us alone falling apart. And then when we come and we bring it together, that is the last 40 days. That's always the mahalach of any way to go. Really, the Gemara tells us, how do you learn Torah? המכשלה הזאת תחזיות חולים, כמו זה, in a few places. אין אדם אומרים ילדים בתוירו, אין כניח של בהם. The only way to learn Torah is you try, you fall, and then you can pick up again. That's the real acquiring, the real kinyan you can have in Torah. That's the real acquiring that you have in the world in general. The start is great, there's a fall, then you fix it, go back to the original state. The Minoy tells us that that's really 42, which speaks about the elevation, is divided to 14, 14, and 14. The first 14 is Yad Yamin, is when things are perfect. Then you have when things are coming from above, you don't really have to work so hard. The next 14 is when things are difficult and things don't work great. And the last 14 is the correction, going back to try to fix everything and go back to the original state. That's what says the Minoyim. That's really the Mishmos of the Goyen, the way he says it and divides it. When he speaks about Mishavim Dom, Mishavim Yosef, he speaks about the similar idea. So with that, Kalid does something Mamish Kishmak, I think. Rashi tells us the Am Yisrael was in the Midbar for 42 Masas. The first 14 was until Chayta Meraglim, when they were supposed to go straight into Eretz Yisrael. Where everything was perfect. They had the Midbar, it was supposed to be a straight line to Eretz Yisrael. There was no Gzer 40 years. Everything was given to them as a present. Right, we're not talking about the original Chayta Egel, we're talking about Chayta Meraglim. But in the concept of going into Eretz Yisrael, everything was done in perfection. That was the first 14 Masas. Look, Rashi. He says, Tzemem Yudalet Shekulam Ayu Bishana Rishayna Koydim Zer. The first 14 were before the Gzer. Then Rashi says, there was eight at the end. Eight at the end. Very interesting thing. He brought down that when Aaron HaKohen was Nifter, Am Yisrael went back a few Masas. They went back a few Masas. He brought down, Rashi speaks about it in a few places. One Parshas Chukas, Parshas Pinchas, and Parshas Ekev. So just read over here what he says in Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas, when it says the Aaron HaKohen was Nifter, it says over there, after Moshe Rabbeinu went, and it says, so that's one of the Masas, which was really earlier. So Rashi says, says, when this war came, they went backwards. That's what he says. The Khan Chazul Acharem, Rashi says, Sheva Masois. They went back seven places. That's Moseiro. It says Moseiro was not true. There was different Harahar. And Chazul, they went back seven places. Seven Masois. That's what Rashi says. Rashi Bajal Ekev says eight Masois. They went back eight stations back. But the Targum Yenis of Minuzil and Parshas Ekev and also Parshas Chukas says six Masois. They went back only six Masois. And so the Chazul Sefer brings this expression. He says that the Am Yisrael went back six Masois, six stations back. So after the stat, how it fits, the Rashi said seven or eight. The Maral discusses how Rashi, how could Rashi together seven and eight. But the fact that you have the Alkitab, we'll stick to Targum Yonis. Targum Yonis, it says they went back six Masois. So now, I didn't see someone saying it that way, but the Chur fits so beautifully what we're talking about. So the last part of Am Yisrael going after, in the 40th year, after Maral and Kurt was Nifter, how many Masois did Am Yisrael go? Rashi says they went eight. But that's eight, new eight. Remember, they went back six Masois when Aaron HaKohen was Nifter. Six plus eight is what? 14. Am Yisrael had 14 Masois before they did something wrong. Then they went, you have to understand why they went 20 and went back. That's another discussion trying to figure it out. But then they went 20, but they went back six. So really, they went only 14, doing the 38 years in the middle. And then the last year, they went another 14. And according to what the Goyim tells, what the Minoyim tells, this is exactly the concept of the base. You have 14 in the beginning, which is perfect, 14, which is terrible, and then comes the last year where Am Yisrael getting ready to grant Yisrael. That's a combination after the trials, tribulations that you had through the years of the Midbar, and now you're ready to go in. That's the idea of Shemim Beis, elevating this world through the three stages of perfection, a break, and a reconstruction to go ahead and do the tshuva and correct it. And really, when we are, there's basically two messages coming out from this. A is, we are right now, like we said, during the 40 days, the middle 40 days, meaning we are during the time of the Shvir, of the breaking. 3 weeks is the time of the breaking. But the avodah for us is to go and elevate from it and combine all the good that we had before with the time of the breaking to get to stage number three, which is the perfection we're trying to get to through the shaming base. But one more point, which is very much to get to us. It's brought down in a few different ways. That the mem base masais, this 42 stages that Am Yisrael had to go through, and the correct, the mem base places in the world, we said, it's connected to the shaming base. It's the name that elevates you from one place to another. It's brought down in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that every human being needs to go in his life through the 42 masois as well. Each one has his own stations that are considered to be the 42 masois. And it's brought down both in the Baal Shem Tov and his descendants, the Gemach Ephraim and others, that basically you have every one of these masois over here teaches you one thing. For example, one of the masois is Kivrei Sataiva. So the brand name of the Besh, the Kivrei Sataiva means you have to, in order to acquire Torah, you need to be Kivrei the Taiva. You need to bury a Taiva. Every one of the Masoids that I did, they accomplished something. Accomplished something going up, they accomplished something going down, and because they did something wrong, they were punished. So you learned something from it. And connected that, we have our own 42 Masoids that we have to do. Each person in his own life, he also has to elevate. As we said, the mem-based Masois is the elevation from one stage to something higher. So every person, that's his life. What is Avodah Hashem? Our Avodah Hashem is to elevate our life. We also have a mem-base. And it's brought down the way I saw it, and some of the Sefer Chassidus, Tzadik says in his own way, is that basically, when a person goes through a rough time in life, and he has a stage in life that things are not going well, remember, you have mem-based Masois you have to go through. You have to go through 42 stages in life, and each one is something to accomplish. And not everything that you accomplish with the 42 is supposed to be with happiness and joy. Sometimes part of the accomplishment is the falling. Like we said, there are the 14 perfections, perfect 14 which are not good, and 14 when you come back. Doing the Adam, a person, through his life, he goes through the Messiah, the 42 stations in life. Each one is another stage in order for him to complete his own shame and base, to elevate the world in his own single way. In that shame and base, every stage has his own way. For instance, it says a person should not feel terrible when things don't go his way. There's a stage in his life where things are terrible. Yeah, because that's part of the Mahalach of Shem Bim Beis. Am Yisrael did through the Midbar, and we have to do it through our life. So, Beis Hashem, we should take this message of the Mem Beis and to carry ourselves to elevate the world from a lower place to a higher place with our Shem Bim Beis, creating our own Mem Beis, own name of Nice and Gracious, and to elevate the world to a higher place to bring it to the full completion, which will bring us to the Goel Tzedek B'Meheiro B'Ameinu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.